My name is Jerry, and this is the Wild Eye Podcast. A quick update from Longyearbyen. Hello, everybody. So, I know I said this is an update from Longyearbyen, but it's not quite because I'm recording this on Monday, the 15th, and I'm only flying out to Longyearbyen tomorrow. But I'm trying to work ahead and just get a few podcasts lined up for while I'm away, because Svalbard is one of the few places that we go where there is no signal. You don't have a choice. You cannot check your Instagram. You cannot get on WhatsApp. You cannot doom scroll. And that's a great thing. So the plans for me for this week is tomorrow evening I fly to Amsterdam. I leave South Africa, I think, at like 11:30 in the evening. I get to Amsterdam about 9:30 in the morning. I just read that they have a strike, a ground strike for some of the KLM workers, which is obviously not ideal. I think I have a 2-hour layover in Schiphol before I then fly into Oslo. I get to Oslo about 2:00, where I spend the day. And then after that, the next morning, the 18th now, I fly out to Longyearbyen. And then I'm there for the afternoon. That evening, I meet all the clients, all my guests. We go for dinner at Kroa, where we just kind of go through all the logistics, what it's like to be on board, life on ship, and so on. And then on the 19th, on Friday, when you guys are listening to this, we have the morning to spend in town. So there's a couple of things in Longyearbyen that's definitely worth doing. The North Pole Museum, the Svalbard, the Longyearbyen Museum. Svalbard Museum? Anyway, it's amazing. There's some good shopping, very good shopping for outdoor clothing. And then at about 3:00 on Friday, we get a taxi to the floating pier. We board the Stockholm and off we go. Now, I'm quite excited for this particular trip because I haven't been to Svalbard this time of year since 2016. And normally when we go up there, there is no sunset and sunrise. The sun just kind of spins. It's the midnight sun, right? But I just checked this morning, and at this stage, sun is setting. This is for Friday. Sun is setting at about 7:00 in the evening, and it sets. Wait, let me try that again. It rises at about 6:20, and then about 7:00 it goes down. But it changes by about, 30 to 40 minutes per day, the amount of night you have. And that keeps going all the way until you get to the just dark. So I saw a few images from the Stockholm, the vessel that I always use, and they've posting these beautiful orange colors on the water and the sunsets and stuff. So the hero, obviously, but we don't want to jinx it, is seeing wildlife, let's not the one who shall not be named, in that orange glow. Anything looks good. But more than that, the landscapes in that part of the world is just stunning. I've said this many, many times before, but you can stand on the deck and literally photograph all the time. Abstracts, landscapes, moods and stuff. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, so this is kind of the plan. Fully booked trip, which is nice. Some new people I haven't traveled with. Look forward to that. But other than that, it's been busy, hey? I come back from South Africa, from Svalbard to South Africa on the 2nd. After the Longyearbyen, when we get back to Longyearbyen, sorry, I need more coffee. It's been a long couple of weeks. When we get back to Longyearbyen, we fly out that evening. So we get back in town. We leave the boat 9:00 in the morning. And then we go into town for a few hours, then to the airport. I'm then spending 2 nights in Oslo, not just the one. Because on that one full day in Oslo, I have to go and try and procure and get a lot of ski equipment. Now, the kind of stuff I'm looking for, you don't really find in South Africa because we don't do that much. But it's for my planned Greenland crossing next year, where I'm hoping to cross Greenland 25 days, 540 kilometers cross-country skiing, dragging a sled, camping out as we go. I still need to get stuck into kind of the donations, fundraising, and logistics around that one. But yeah, the idea for me in Oslo is to go and get the skis, the ski bag, some bindings and stuff like that. And then I'm home for, 4 or 5 days. And then I turn around and I head to Brazil, to the Pantanal, to host a photo safari there. After which, I'm back around about the 16th of October, home for about a month. And then my final trip for the year, which is a private guided trip. We're doing Amsterdam, Istanbul, Cappadocia, and then Tingile, back in South Africa. So the idea with the trips that I do with this particular client, which is it's phenomenal, is we look at it as an experience. So great restaurants, yes, some proper shopping, yes, all the tourist attractions, but we look at it from a, you're stepping into that world, you experience as much as you want, you learn more, and then we photograph it. So it works so well. I mean, the things we've done in the past is just absolutely amazing. Very much looking forward to that. But that's just a quick update from my side. I wanted to, however, give a quick shout out to Gabby. Now, if you listen to the previous episode and some of the previous ones, she has been sending in episodes, and we're going to keep on doing that, where she interviews people. And the reason why I initially wanted her to join the podcast is just, it's a younger audience, it's a different perspective. I think it's great. I really, really do. So, Gabby, thank you very much for your involvement in the podcast. Super proud to have you on board. And when we're both back, we can have a bit of a catch-up interview between the two of us and just talk about how things are going. But I wanted to share this. And Gabby sent me this email. So I just want to give her flowers, so to speak. So she wrote, I know you haven't been on social media much, well, at least that I've seen, and so I may have missed it, but I wanted to share some exciting news with you about two incredible awards that I have been honored in receiving recently. The first was the 2025 Green Youth Champion Award for Environmental Conservation and Protection at the Green Youth Indaba 2025. And more recently, on Saturday past, the BirdLife South Africa Owlet Award 2025, which recognizes one young person making a difference in conservation. Now, I think this is absolutely amazing. I mean, I've met Gabby a few times now. I've been following her journey. And it is inspiring to see the young generation caring. And someone like Gabby, she's quite an anomaly because of the way she approaches wildlife and photography, her passion for having conversations around it. So hats off to you, Gabby. Fantastic. Well done. Very proud of you. And yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing. It obviously is working and it's making a difference. So yeah, big shout out to Gabby there. Other than that, I will probably be back on the podcast only after I'm back from Svalbard. I might record one on the way back. Just check how timing goes. And then, yeah, when all the guys are back from travels, people are everywhere. I mean, I think we're in 4 or 5 countries right now with all the guys, which is quite fun. But, yeah, we'll get back as we can. As always, though, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. I will chat to you, not in the next episode. In the next episode, Gabby is going to be talking to a local South African actor/comedian and looking at the funny side of wildlife, which, yeah, go and check it out. It's pretty cool. And I will see you then whenever I see you again. As always, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.